Welcome, everyone, to the World Hypnotism Day Teleseminar. So happy to have all of you here, both those of you that are online here right now tonight, and those of you who will be listening to this call on audio later on. Tonight we're going to explore a number of the questions which you have sent in asking about certain aspects of World Hypnotism Day. And so let's just cut to the chase, Tom. And I'm going to start off with some of the questions that people have been asking. So, here we go. This person would like to know how promoting WHD, World Hypnotism Day, throughout the year is an advantage to us, to hypnotists, since the public only thinks about it on January 4th. Okay, how do we help everyone by talking about it all year long?
Well, there are a couple of benefits, actually. The primary reason would be why we support World Hypnotism Day, which is to promote the profession in order for us all to benefit, and anyone who does promote World Hypnotism Day indirectly benefits. So that right there is a plus. But if you're involved with World Hypnotism Day, January 4th being the day, it's going to be a lot easier as you're presenting throughout the year to mention World Hypnotism Day in order to tease people and to keep them aware and to build a list, a contact list, for when you do an event or events on World Hypnotism Day or around that day, in order to contact these people again. So if you have done 4-3 presentations during the year for whatever reason about hypnotism, something related to hypnotism, you will gather the names of these people. They've already come to see you. Hopefully they'll want to come back and see something else, and you'll already have seats filled for your WHD event. So it can't do anything but help you. Sound fair?
That sounds absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like we don't wait until December 25th to talk about Christmas. We don't wait until July 4th to talk about July 4th. People sort of gear up for it as the year goes along. The smoking one, which people work on, that doesn't happen just on that day. And so permeate the mind with the idea that World Hypnotism Day is January 4th and how great hypnotism is overall, the more we can help both the profession and the celebration of the day, I think.
Absolutely. It's like what you know, Elsom. It's a week after convention. You're preparing for the next convention. And like you mentioned, Great American Smokeout or all these other events, they're being worked on throughout the year. And that's one of the things that people are starting to learn about World Hypnotism Day, is that you don't wait until the holidays arrive and then you're busy and you don't have time to get your event together. That stuff starts happening now in August.
To add to that, you want your public and our public to start looking forward to it all year long.
That's right. You build up the anticipation.
Right. Next question. And before I actually ask the question, share with everyone on the call about the Ning Network, what it is, what they can do with it, because this is such an important new asset that you've brought to fold here.
The Ning Network.
We better spell that, by the way.
N-I-N-G.
Now let's also say what the URL is.
It's worldhypnotismday.ning.com. And there are a few things to mention about it. The first is, for a while, when the worldhypnotismday.com website was started, and that's the main site, and this is one of the things we'll point out on this call, is people are confusing the Ning Network for WHD, for World Hypnotism Day, as the World Hypnotism Day site. It's totally separate. It's just a place, not just a place, it's a place for like-minded professionals in hypnotism to come together and share their ideas of how they promote and support hypnotism And not all of them are now involved in World Hypnotism Day, but it's a way for them to see, those of us who are, benefiting, how we're benefiting, and then get them excited to want to join. Now, the Ning Network is a place where, unlike the website is a place where the public can go to get resources and learn about hypnotism, and all of us who are participating and have access to the member resources page can get these free and valuable continuing added resources. But the thing is, nobody can interact. What's wonderful is that on the network, it's a private network, and I've been waiting for something like this, and the beauty is it's a free offer. You can get a Ning Network, and it's free. However, it goes a step further. It's free if you want to be blasted with advertising. Some of the forums that people have been on, like MySpace and some of the others out there, you sit there and you have to watch these advertisements. And on some of the hypnotism forums and social networks that we see, even though I'm glad to see my Google ads pop up when I'm on these forums, I also see some of the ads from the type of hypnotism, I don't even like to say professionals, people in the business who do these weekend certifications and aren't the ads.
I'll say it, unsavory.
Unsavory, that's good. So I took it a step further, and what I decided to do was to pay the monthly fee personally in order to wipe out all ads and to really walk the walk as to keeping this clean and professional. Because I've done that, I can post all my own personal ads, but I refuse to. I don't want any ads there. I just emailed somebody today about marketing on the forum. It's not a place to market to each other. It's not a place to tap into as a resource for to be self-serving. It's a place for us all as a community where we're all hypnotism professionals promoting the profession to share what we do, to discuss, you know, what's new for World Hypnotism Day and what the benefits, what have you done, and well, here's an idea I have, or here's where I'm stuck, and then somebody else, you know, posts and says, well, here's what you could try. So it's become an addition as another resource to being part of World Hypnotism Day. Is that clear?
That helps. Let's just re-clarify that, in that the public can go. Or you said resources to the public. More than that, the public can go, and when it comes time for January 4th, and where can they find an event, they can go to the World Hypnotism Day website, and they can find out any of the events that are happening in their area. So it serves as a map, a dialogue as to how and where can they and how can they participate. In addition to that, we also have offering to the public emails that they get on a regular basis once they sign up about what hypnotism is and talking about the greatness of what hypnosis can do for each of them and their families and their community, as well as we have downloads, audio downloads that help them as well. So that's all something that the public gets.
And they also get research facts.
And research, exactly. So It's really exciting what they can get. Then for the hypnotist, and by the way, that's good for the hypnotist too. They should sign up for that part. Now we move over to the side of the website that's for the hypnotist, which is the resources.
And, you know, indirectly, Elson, that's another member benefit, member resource or benefit, is when you go out and do presentations or with every client you have, when you send them to World Hypnotism Day, you just gave them much more value for your services because they're getting more from you.
Absolutely, for sure. So then, now for the hypnotists themselves who are participating in World Hypnotism Day, the resources you have assembled and others have contributed to make this as incredible as it's now become are just priceless. I mean, they really are. And so let's talk about that for a minute in terms of the resources that are there. Now, I know we've been beating this to death probably, but you've got some new things that have just come on board. And so let's just share some of that.
Okay. Yeah, it was wonderful today when we were talking earlier when I was looking at one of the posts on the Ning Network of a woman who did go in and look at the resources, and she was actually blown away. She couldn't believe it was as good as we say it is. The additions that have happened, and Wendy Packer being the first one since the NGH convention when this was announced, there are three files that are listed now on how to get a mayoral proclamation for World Hypnotism Day. And Wendy got World Hypnotism Day, January 4th, now going to be proclaimed World Hypnotism Day in New Rochelle, New York. The files are the protocol for requesting the proclamation, the sample proclamation, and a letter to accompany the sample proclamation. So just like everything else we've included as a resource, there is nothing missing. It isn't as if, well, here's the letter, but how do I do it? Or, okay, you told me how do I do it, but what do I ask them for? Everything is there. Another fantastic, fantastic benefit and new addition is Martin Kiley, our lead in Ireland for World Hypnotism Day, is extremely talented when it comes to audio and video. I asked Martin if he would, it's one of those, would you volunteer, but I know you will volunteer, right, Martin? And Martin is so gracious, and he's like the rest of us, he's so busy, but yet he immediately said yes to be the lead for the audio and video committee. And Martin is presently putting together a video on how to create your own videos. He has already created a World Hypnotism Day promo video that we are going to post in the next few days, make that available to people so they can actually have this video and download it and use it as a promotional video on their website or when they go out and do presentations. He has also put up there, and the, I don't know how long it's been there, but it's pretty new, on how to host your own World Hypnotism Day teleconference. And to go along with all of this, okay, so you have a video, you have the information on how to record your own teleconference and how to create your own MP3s for podcasts, and I'll get into that for a moment after I mention this last resource we just put up. Chris Handley, who is new, has contributed an original composition called Evolving Earth, and it's royalty-free. He has also included the royalty-free music license along with the music. So now, here you have Martin teaching you how to go ahead and make your own MP3s. Here's Chris giving you this fantastic music, and he's spent 15 years in training on how to create music as a professional. How to? Here's the file to use when you do your recordings, and then you can put it all to video. Martin's going to teach you how to do that. The MP3 tutorial is important because we're going to accept people's podcasts. I've sent that email out once, and we'll be sending it out again, where people can submit their own podcast that will promote their service, their business, their location, mention something with substance about hypnosis, hypnotism, and the service and the use of it. And we're going to host the podcast, and people will then be heard from people all over the world. And as you know, Elsom, when we get these audios up there, they're picked up by people that have iPods and people who are into podcasting, and they're submitting and they're downloading, and thousands of people are hearing.
Yeah, and let me stop you right there for a moment. And the reason I'm doing this, I was just reading, I've been going through the evaluations from the convention, and we had a couple of seminars on podcasting, okay, and workshops. And one of the evaluations came back saying, one of the people that was teaching the podcast, this person sat through an entire workshop on podcasting, and her concern was that the instructor never explained what a podcast was. And apparently this student didn't ask either. So may we better clarify for everyone on the call what a podcast is?
Well, tell me if I'm wrong. I believe the name kind of derived from iPods. But a podcast is simply an audio. And people will call them radio shows, but they're audios that you create and put up on the Internet, and they're made available to people in the world, anyone who has Internet access. They can subscribe to your podcasts and download all your podcasts that are hosted. So when somebody subscribes and they find the link and we promote it for the World Hypnotism Day podcasts, everyone who submits, all the subscribers, will be hearing what you submit. And it's as simple as that, though it gets more involved. And that's where we come in behind the scenes, all of us volunteering, is that we take care of all the, you know, difficulty. But it's an audio that's posted on the internet and is available to people all over the world. And I know that you could elaborate on that, but that's the simplicity of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Essentially, it's to make it really simple, this program we are doing right now, we are audio taping as we do it. And all we're asking the WHD participants to do is sort of do something like we're doing, except in their own field, by themselves or with somebody else, either way, and make an audio. And Martin has shown exactly how to do that. And then you can deliver that to us, and we will make it into this mysterious podcast that literally will be sent all over the world with your name identified with you, the hypnotist, that sends it in to us. That's it. Simple as that. Just think of it as an audio. A short audio that puts forth your belief about hypnotism or something special you want to share about hypnotism, anything of that nature. Give it to us on an audio using the resources that Martin has put into and shown exactly how to use. Send it to us. We'll take care of the rest of it and make you famous with it. How's that?
More famous.
You okay. Involved
yeah, okay. Famous. More famous. Okay, hey, the question actually was that I sort of ducked at the moment because I wanted to make sure everyone knew what the Ning Network was, is here's the question. Where are the member resources in the Ning Network?
They don't exist in the Ning Network. There's the simple answer.
Okay.
All the member resources are at the original website, worldhypnotismday.com. Now, anyone who doesn't have access, all they have to do is click on the link on the left side of the main page, WHD participant sign-up form. When they click on that, and then they put in their name and email address, they will get a page that comes up that gives them the username and password, and that's it. It's that simple.
The next question we have, I think we pretty much covered, but the next question is, what's the difference between the WHD network on Ning and the WorldHypnotismDay.com website? I think we're pretty, we've handled that one, but here's the next one. I can't keep up with all the email I get and what's offered from World Hypnotism Day. I'm not sure what to choose. That sounds like somebody writing something to me.
You would think that I don't have a business with all this stuff going out, right? When I read that, I thought, my God, you should read my email box. It's very simple. Choose what you'd like. All the emails that go out to people that are on the list, on the Ning Network and the World Hypnotism Day official list that are participants and have access to the member resources, they get emails about new postings, new resources, calls like this one, reminders for the call. So it looks like they're getting an awful lot of stuff, but there's nothing for them to do other than either go ahead and use the new resource, join the call, or they'll get another email when this is recorded and it's posted, and I tell them, now you can go listen to the call if you'd like.
Sure.
So there is nothing really to do other than to choose whatever you'd like to use. We just make it available, but you can use it or not.
And that's our only way to let people know about it.
That's the only way I know, because I don't think I'm going to be on the phone calling everybody.
Right. And it is so useful. And what you have available on WHD is so helpful to hypnotists at large. We just want to be sure you have it. And what we would appreciate all of the participants doing is sharing this with your colleagues and invite your colleagues and other hypnotists you know all over the world, in your community, wherever. Encourage them to get involved with this as well. Come both to the website and also come to the Ning website. The Ning.com site and get involved. Become a friend, which is my next question. What is the friends part of the network about? And what, in other words, people are getting these emails and they say, will you be my friend? And they don't know what it means, obviously, from this question. And so those who are involved with us, we want them to invite other hypnotists to become their friends as well. So we better explain exactly how that goes. So here's the exact question that was written to us. What is the Friends part of the network about? Who are they? Am I supposed to accept? I'm not sure how all this works. So let's take this piece by piece. What's it all about?
All right, first, let me just talk about Friends off the network. What people need to understand, as you mentioned, tell people about this. Tell other hypnotism professionals about World Hypnotism Day. It's not group or organization specific. Any professional, ethical hypnotist is invited. This is for all hypnotists around the world to support the profession. And that I really want to make clear, because a lot of people think it's organization or group specific. The social networks. People know MySpace, and that was probably the biggest and the first that was most popular. And when you're on these social networks, you're visible. Anybody can request to be, quote-unquote, your friend. You won't hurt their feelings if you don't accept. It doesn't mean anything really, especially on the World Hypnotism Day network, because it's not as if you're building your own little network inside a network. On some of these forums, some of these social networks, what you're doing is you're building up as many quote-unquote friends, which are people who are on the network also. So when you send out a blast, a promotion, a sales pitch, you have a lot of people to broadcast it to. That's pretty much what that was like. Or if you just put up some sort of video or pictures or whatever and you wanted to share it. So the friend bit is something you can either click and accept or not, but it doesn't really do anything good or bad or indifferent. It's just everybody getting to know each other and become more social on the internet in a way that we can't do when we have people from all over the world and all over the country, different parts of the country.
Think of it about kind of in this way. If you know somebody, you know another hypnotist, and you'd like to know them better, that means you'd like to become their friend. And, you know, there are different dimensions of friends, obviously, ones we become really close to, some we just become conversational with, some that we can learn from, some that we can help teach, all of that, people that we set up a communication relationship with. That's what this word friend really means. So when somebody says, I'd like to be your friend, they mean, have you involved in the communication network that we're involved with. And so when somebody says that to you, it's they would like you to be involved. And anyone, any other hypnotist that's out there that you'd like to see involved with World Hypnotism Day, you feel should be involved with Hypnotism Day, you feel that you'd like to have further dialogue with, well, invite them in. Okay, what's the benefit of being in the WHD Ning Network? I think we've probably covered that pretty well. Want to add anything to it?
Not really. You know, the main benefit is, well, no, here's something I didn't touch upon. You know when you go to a big meeting, a seminar, a convention, and you come back psyched. You're ready to roll. You know, I always, you know, find that as the year passes and there are a couple of that go on during the year, it's good that they're broken up and I attend everything, because it kind of keeps my batteries charged, and it builds that passion, you know, it lights the fire again. Well, by being involved in the network, it does that. You know, listening to what other people are doing, watching some of the people new to the profession or even seasoned veterans who are really taking advantage of getting benefits from the member resources in being part of World Hypnotism Day, seeing some people explode with enthusiasm because they've never done anything before, and by using the World Hypnotism Day member resources, and this is a true story, has gotten press coverage, over 100 new clients and business is going crazy. You know, that's one of the benefits right there, is that it keeps the enthusiasm, the passion, and the excitement of what you do going.
Good. Next question. Is this network like MySpace, and is it safe?
in only one small way, it's like MySpace, where it's a place where people gather in a network, in a group. It's very safe because it's a private network. I set it up that way intentionally. Any posts, any photos, any videos have to be approved by the moderator, which in this case is me. Anything that is marketing or selling or pitching, well, I don't allow it. Anything that is inappropriate content, don't allow it. But I can tell you that I haven't had to deal with that. Just one email I sent out today about somebody starting to get a little promotional in a marketing way, and that's not what we're there for. So it's extremely safe, and it's different where on MySpace they have this huge, tremendous amount of people, but within that one community there are niche communities, there are niche groups. Well, this is a niche group. This is specific to professional hypnotists promoting hypnotism and World Hypnotism Day.
And it's important to point out, I think, Tom, that everyone that becomes a member, you can't just sign in. You have to you come and you ask to be invited in. And if you are a WHD participant, the invitation is automatic. But you do have to be involved with WHD in order to participate in the NIG network. Is that correct?
No, it started out that way, but there was somebody who I was speaking with one day who said, you know, we could probably get more people interested in to know about World Hypnotism Day if they're professional hypnotists or support hypnotism, and they saw the excitement, the passion, the enthusiasm, and the benefits people are getting by participating. So it could be the springboard to become a participant. And I thought, gee, why didn't I think of that?
Okay.
So there are some people who have yet to sign up on the major or the official list itself and get access to the resources, but it's very few. And that's okay because they're there contributing their ideas and their thoughts, and they're catching on.
Good. Okay. Just so I would let everyone know that. What's new for WHD 2008? And this is the next question. And what's different than last year?
Oh, one of the things that's new, and you know, some of the people on this call know me, and they know that, you know, if I don't get a reply to an email in within at least 24 hours, it feels to me like it's 6 days. I like to see things happen quickly. But when you have busy people who are volunteering, and there are a lot of people involved in different ways, you kind of have to go with the flow at times. Well, my webmaster, the gentleman who owns the company that does all the work for my business on the internet, is the person that I go to handle the website for World Hypnotism Day, and he has in his possession now a facelift, a new look for the main page, that we're changing the look of the website, but it's still primarily the same. All the resources will be the same. And, oh, some of the resources that I mentioned, Elson, there are two free e-books of success stories.
That's right.
That people have contributed their success stories from, you know, all different parts of the world. So the website's going to get the facelift. We are continuing to add more and more of the resources, as we've already mentioned. And we added that other committee, the audio and video committee. And we've also added more country leads. These are people in a lead position that in their country are promoting World Hypnotism Day, gathering hypnotists. I just sent an email out before this call to all these people, and I'll mention some of the new countries, to ask them to get regulations and guidelines in their country that we can post under the country on the member resource page, so people will know how hypnotism is practiced, and if they're new and they're in that country, well, here's some information so you don't cross lines and get in trouble.
So are we going to do an e-book for 2008 too then?
We are going to do an e-book for 2008.
All right.
So this way we'll continue to offer more to the public as well.
Right. Okay.
Let me give you the countries here we added.
Go.
We added Australia, Cyprus, Denmark, Finland, India, Italy, Taiwan, China, Thailand.
Wow.
There are also leads in other countries, that in Canada and across the U.S. and the UK. These were some we just added in the last month.
It really has become World Hypnotism Day.
Absolutely.
And the last question I have here is, I'm new and don't know what to do. Where should I begin to be active?
Well, just like anybody, you begin by going to worldhypnotismday.com, click on the participant sign-up form, put in your name and email address, get access to the member resources, and like we keep telling people, there is nothing that isn't available. Right from the day you start, you can use these resources and go out and do things. People say, well, I don't know what kind of event to do. We have a file that's called Event Ideas for World Hypnotism Day. Well, I don't know what to talk about. We have seminar guidelines, step-by-step, of how to do a seminar. Well, I'm not sure how to promote it. Well, we have news releases, press releases, templates. Just put in your name and your information. We have a poster. Put in your name, date, location. Use that. Print it out and get it out there. Well, I'm not sure how I can get media. We have an interview with me interviewing Jordan Rich, who has the Jordan Rich Show on WBZ in Boston, on how to get interviews on radio and television. Well, I'm not sure what I would do at the presentation. We have handouts you can print out, download them, print them out, and pass them out. So you can have absolutely nothing as a resource on your own and come here and get everything you can imagine. One of the seminar outlines is Achieve Your New Year Resolutions. How appropriate for January 4th. There are also files in Spanish. We have, something like 10 or 12 of these files in Spanish. Oh, and let's say you'd like to make your presentation a little exciting. You want to give it a little spark. There are two PowerPoint presentations that you can use. And then you can promote it on the Internet. There's an interview with Carol Deniker, and there's also a file that goes along with it on how to promote your event on the Internet. And you don't want to just have people take your word about hypnotism and what you say about it. Alberto Torelli has allowed us access to 1,000 abstracts of scientific and medical hypnosis data. So you say, here's the scientific and medical research. The other thing we've done is we've put up other teleseminars that answers other questions we've gotten in the past. And these are people who have, you know, not known anything, and there are questions that we wouldn't think about, quite frankly. And that's why we take the questions. And then there's basic talks you can do. And then there's another thing. People think they have to do it on their own, and it's a little intimidating. Absolutely not. The first World Hypnotism Day event that I participated in, I did with two other people. I did it with them because they didn't know what to do, so I said, how about if I join you? And I've talked about this. The three of us actually talked to 12 people in a hair salon. One of the women that was presenting, where she gets her hair done, they allowed us to use this salon. There were 12 people there. We promoted it on the radio. We climbed snowbanks to get to it, but we did it. And then the next year, I went to someone else's practice near me, and it was a big meet and greet and question and answer and group guided thing, and it was wonderful. So you don't have to go out there on your own. You can do this with other hypnotists and just figure out anything at all that you'd like to present and in any manner. So it's pretty much, I was going to use the term and I can't find a better one, but it's like the book, you know, Presenting Hypnotism for Dummies. It's dummy proof. It's absolutely handheld, and all you have to do is do it. Okay, wait a minute. Maybe you don't like doing live presentations. Carol Deniker teaches you how you can do something on the Internet. Or you can promote hypnotism in World Hypnotism Day by just adding it to your email signature. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, the possibilities are really endless. And the important thing for everyone on this call and everyone that's involved is you don't have to overreach. You don't have to say, hey, I want to do it all, because nobody can. But no. If you pick one or two things to do, it's going to help the profession dramatically, and it will help your practice. It'll help your individual practice, because as you promote the profession, you are automatically promoting yourself.
Oh, can you imagine, as chiropractors and acupuncturists, the ones who are active out there and getting their voice out there and proving that this was not what people thought, how the ones who didn't do anything still benefited? Same thing's going to happen for hypnotists.
Exactly.
As they're out there promoting around the world, those who aren't doing anything will still benefit, but those who are will benefit more and faster.
Well, this is really good, Tom. Any final words to wrap up tonight's call?
The only final words are to spread the word, you know, to get people active, to let people know about it, public and professional. And it's not just the hypnotism professionals. You know, what we probably haven't thought about, and this is thinking outside the box a bit, you know, World Hypnotism Day helps us in order to use it to talk to medical professionals and mental health professionals and other professionals that are involved in hypnotism or need to be enlightened about it. And when we have something like this, and we can send them to the website, see what's going on, see the movement, see how...
a whole new division, Tom.
Pardon?
That's a whole new division. A whole new department.
Oh, God, I just started a new committee. WHD for medical professionals.
There you go.
You know, but it's just about getting the word out there, talking about it, getting involved, and it's like anything. When people finally do it, they can't believe how easy and how beneficial it really is.
Well, when one witnesses the growth, the exponential growth since this first started, you can only begin to imagine how exponentially it's going to be in terms of growth this year and then years beyond. So basically, the people that are involved now have started a freight train that is gathering speed and distance and expanse that is, I just look at it in awe and am just so personally in wonder at what a difference this is going to make in such a short period of time, as the universe goes, to the world, as the wonderment of hypnotism spreads more and more. And that's my just saying.
Yeah, it's, as one person said in the Ning Network on a post, the movement of World Hypnotism Day. It's become a movement.
Yeah. That's great.
It is great.
Everyone that's on the call, thanks for joining us tonight. Thank you, Tom, as always. And those of you who have missed the call because you couldn't get on the call tonight, that's fine because we did tape it for you, and we will send out the information about how to access the audio in one of those emails that's coming out very shortly. So once again, thanks for being here. Looking forward to ongoing building toward World Hypnotism Day this coming year.
Thank you, Elsom, and thank you, everyone else.
Night now.